Thank you, Neil. It's 28 minutes to nine. Prisoners who stay in touch with their children when they're doing time are much less likely to reoffend once they're released. That's one reason why a new report for the Department of Justice will urge the government to do all it can to keep families together. There are thought to be around 17,000 children whose mothers are convicted of a criminal offence each year. Some live with family members when their mother is sent to prisons. Others end up in care. We'll be talking to the report's author in just a moment, but first, Sancha Berg, our correspondent, reports.
Lunchtime at Europe's biggest prison for women, HMP Bronzefield in Surrey. Doors unlocked, in tracksuits or jeans, prisoners stream out of the workshops, back across the yard towards their cells. For one prisoner, who we're calling Louise, it's a big day. Her son's being brought in for a visit. She only sees him once a fortnight and misses him terribly. He's just 3 years old.
It breaks my heart, obviously. It's so hard, but you've just got to, like, try and get used to it. But it's still so, like, it's horrible, but there are people here to support us, you know, so we get through it.
When you were sentenced, did you realise that you might be sent into custody to prison straight after that? Had you made plans for your son?
No, I didn't actually think at all I'd be coming to prison. I thought obviously I would have got bailed, but no, I never.
Louise's son is in foster care now. She hopes he'll be able to move back into the family. One of her aunts is ready to care for him. Louise plans to take her son back when she's released in 18 months' time, but for now, she has nowhere to live outside.
I was living with my nan and granddad. The housing was a bit up in the air, so I was in the middle of trying to find somewhere. So I hope time I get released from prison that I've got somewhere for me and my little boy to live. So I just need to wait to get things going.
Of course, if women are released without accommodation, it makes a number of things more challenging for them, not least to, if they have children in local authority care, to make an application to say, I'm able to have my child back in my care.
Charlotte is head of rehabilitative services at HMP Bronzefield.
I think the challenge that we have as a prison and in the prison estate in general is that the increase in short sentences for women makes it increasingly difficult. They're sort of short enough to that means that we can't carry out any meaningful rehabilitative interventions, but just long enough to disrupt everything on the outside and particularly in relation to families.
I've got the baby who's one, who's with me, and I've got a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old and a 17-year-old.
When Katie, not her real name, went to prison, her mother took all five of her children. They visit every week.
I ring them every single night, and if they're not at school, I also ring them in the daytime.
And do you manage to keep up with what they're doing?
It's hard, but my mum sends me as much of their school reports, and the school are really good, they send stuff. But as much as I can, and with the help of the nursery, they make sure I have as much contact and catch up with everything as I can.
Did the judge have a pre-sentencing report before he sentenced you? Did he know you had so many children?
Yes, she did, yeah.
Did she take it into account at all?
No, she actually said it wasn't her problem. So then we had to sort everything out for where the kids were going to go, because I got told I'd probably get a suspended sentence because it's my first offence ever being in trouble. So the judge gave us 2 days to sort something out, and then I went back for my sentencing. So luckily my mum and sister stepped in and took them all.
That is incredibly lucky.
Definitely. Without them, they would have probably gone into care. Thankfully.
The women I spoke to appreciated the help they were getting in this prison to keep their link with their children. They were less positive about what happens beyond the gates, in the courts and the wider community.